Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Jesus 911 on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. My name is Ruben Nava. My partner is Jesse Romero. And today, I'll let you, Jesse, introduce our special guest.
Oh, yeah, we got a special guest today. In fact, you see me wearing a baseball cap. It says Carthago Delenda Est. What does that mean? Carthage must be destroyed. Why? We'll talk about that. We've got a special guest today. His name is Tyler McAtee. He's got a big footprint out here in the Phoenix Valley. He's I met him a couple of years ago. He's a Catholic that walks the walk and he talks the talk. And Ruben, you'll be happy. Tyler also, he's a trad Catholic. Right. I met him when I go out to Mater. I try to get to Mater out as much as possible, and I see him out there every Sunday when I go there. And Tyler, I want to introduce you to Ruben Nava. He's been inviting me to the Latin Mass for 30 years. So
nice to meet you,
yeah, you guys are definitely soulmates. Well, here's what I want to talk about, Tyler. You got a cap on that says Carthago Delenda Est. I have a cap on Carthago Delenda Est. There's a conference that you're hosting at the end of the month. I think it's the 20th, correct?
28th.
28th, Saturday.
That's right.
Tell us, why are you calling this Catholic Men's Conference Carthago Delenda Est?
Yeah. So Carthago Delenda Est is an homage back to Cato the Elder, who was a Roman senator. And during the early time of Rome, a lot of people like to think of Rome as just this horrible place where everybody was involved in these real hyper-pagan practices and orgies and crucifying Christ and falling to the barbarians. And that's their vision of Rome. And in the early days of Rome, it was much more of a virtuous culture. And you had a lot of great warriors, a lot of great heroes. And the big rival that Rome faced for 100 years, is about 260 BC to about 150 BC, was Carthage. Carthage was in North Africa. Most people remember them for Hannibal and the war elephants. They were a terrifying military force. But the real thing to remember about Carthage is they worshipped a god called Moloch, and that was the god of child sacrifice. So and there were other things that Carthage had a lot of problems with. They had a practice of all sorts of derelict sexual behavior, and they treated their women like trash. Just a very, as Chesterton puts it, this isn't a pagan culture. This was a culture that worshiped demons. Mm. So I was listening to just a program a couple months ago where I heard, and I already knew this story, but the story of Cato the Elder, who was an accomplished warrior. He was an agrarian. He dressed in very ordinary clothes. He fought against the Hellenization of Rome, all the Greek culture, all of their wonky practices. Beware the wily Greeks was the expression of the time. And when he decided, you know what, I need to be a statesman. I need to do more to defend Rome and to preserve the integrity of Rome, he ended every single one of his speeches, whether it was about the aqueducts of Rome or the budget or whatever, with, furthermore, I'm of the opinion that Carthage must be destroyed. And they had already engaged in wars, but he was like, we got to get them. We're done. We have to destroy Carthage entirely. So the shortened expression for that in Latin is Carthago Delenda Est. And I sat down, and when I think about the Carthaginian culture that we live in now,
That's my question. Who is Carthage now, Ty? Who is Carthage now?
That's a great question. I think we certainly live in a Carthaginian culture.
Yeah.
You could say we live in Carthage right now, but I know there's a lot of men that I work with and that I talk to, they recognize it. You've got the woke culture, which comes after guys even in the workplace now. You have election integrity that's extremely suspect, which is probably an understatement. You have babies now being murdered all the way up until the point of birth, and you have a political party that is full gear on that. So I thought this is probably the theme that I think would be a great rally cry for men who are awake. They need some help getting into those things they can do to fight back so that they're not just sitting there going, well, I don't know what to do. Maybe I just kind of give in, or, you know, they might be forcing the jab at work. Maybe I just do get it. I don't know what to do, or it's just too overwhelming. So the Carthago de Linda Est, I wrote that up on my whiteboard over here, just in listening to the story of Cato the Elder. And when we got closer to myself and some other guys saying, we need to do a retreat and we need to get somebody who can really help energize the troops and get us into some real good apostolates, praying outside of the abortion clinics, getting involved in political grassroots, some real activity, and church security, I think this is the perfect rally cry. So that's what we went with, Carthago de Linda Est.
Yeah, I love it. Ty, I want you to talk about, I think this would be a template that Catholic men could use around the country, because I've noticed that you and some of the guys that are involved, you guys are trying to plug men into something so they can become involved. You have, again, the Church Protectors group. Tell us a little bit about the Church Protectors.
Sure. So it was about a year and some change ago when you looked around the country and you see things being burned down and rioting. And I think for a lot of Catholic men, they started to really wake up when they saw the statues of St. Junipero Serra being destroyed. They started seeing some churches being burned. And a lot of guys were like, man, what do we do? And I certainly didn't have all the answers as to what to do. I don't think a lot of people did. Guys like Taylor Marshall, I think, did a good job really starting to sound that cry. You need to get big. Start finding like-minded men. Start networking together and put up some resistance. And the call, personally, it came to me when I saw one of my friends, at that time I was still on Facebook, but Layla Miller, she had asked the question, literally, where are the men? She literally asked the question, where are the men? And I contacted her and I said, well, we're here, but we don't quite know what it is we need to do. And she's a great connector of dots. She went ahead and connected me with another gentleman in the area. And we said, well, let's just start by calling a meeting. And perhaps it is that this movement of violence will continue in the streets and we need to prepare for that. And that was kind of the initial thought. Over time, a lot of that started dying down. So we realized we have an audience. We have a lot of people who want to fight the Carthaginian culture that I'm talking about here. So we started to just get involved in these different apostolates. When you see less violence, you start realizing, you know, church security is probably a good thing, though. Yeah. So thankfully, I have a local law enforcement officer in the area. He started his own chapter, the Porters of St. Joseph. You can look him up, real easy internet search, Porters of St. Joseph, and he's done a great job. He's totally competent. He knows what he's doing in terms of church security. I took a step back, and I love directing guys over to that program. I want to be a spokesman for him. I have another gentleman who said, no, it is Moloch. It's Moloch itself we need to go after. So he directs, he's got over 40 guys he takes pretty regularly out to these abortion mills. And
Doug Connolly, right? That's Doug.
Yes, Doug Connolly.
You can mention their names. Give these guys some props. By the way,
yes, Brian Eaton is the head of Porters of St. Joseph.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can look up Porters of St. Joseph with an internet search. You'll find him pretty easy. He would love to be reached out to because he believes very strongly in this apostolate that he's running, and I do too. So
in other words, Ty, we got to saturate all the Catholic churches with men that are willing to put their body between them and a priest in the sanctuary if something happens. And men that are packing. We need men in all the masses that are packing. Laymen.
Yeah.
And that's what Ty is doing all over the Phoenix Diocese through Church Protectors and the church and St. Joseph's Porters. And you also got guys, you're plugging guys back in again to go to the abortion clinics. Doug Connolly is taking men out there. That's where they're fighting Moloch at, hand-to-hand combat.
Yes.
By the way, what's the website? Because I want to make sure that this place is packed. This is going to be a one-of-a-kind men's conference with Michael Hitchborn. It's CDEretreat, correct, .com?
Is that what it is? CDEretreat.com. So, it's just CarthagoDelindaEst, retreat.com. I had a gentleman help me update the website last night. I go in there and kind of do like my left-handed crayon version of updating the website, and he comes in and just magically cleans it up, and it looks like solid gold the next day. So he put up like the program with all of our speakers and everything last night. His name's Michael Morneau. But if you are interested in this area, if this is something that you really realize, okay, I would love to go out and get a full day of some real baby fat trimming, spiritual baby fat trimming.
Yeah.
And just, you're going to get breakfast, you're going to get lunch. Yes, I have a couple priests doing confessions, but having Michael Hitchborn, Brian Neaton of the Porters of St. Joseph, Doug Connolly, I've got Ed Steele, who you know very well. He goes to your men's group.
He's good men.
Yes, he is. He's like my new personal hero. He and Marcus Torque, they direct the Arizona Catholic Grassroots, where we're getting guys into their precincts, into their legislative districts. They're becoming precinct committeemen. If we have guys who want to take back the school boards, we're helping direct them to do that. If we have guys who want to, heck, if you want to talk to me, contact me. You want to run for something a little bit higher and you need that network of support to start getting you some momentum, let's talk about that. But Ed Steele, he's one of those guys. He is contemplating very seriously running either for city council or another position. He's
Hold that thought, Ty. You're listening to Jesus 911. We're talking with Ty McEntee. We're talking about Carthage must be destroyed. How do we do that? Listen to the next segment. We'll talk about it.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, where iron sharpens iron. We have a special guest who's been... I'm fascinated, Ty, what you're saying. I wish I could be part of it. And
hey, there's room for you out here in Phoenix, Ruben.
Yeah.
You're retired. Get over here.
plenty of Latin Mass.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're opening up a second Latin Mass parish out here. Not we have one, and then we're opening up a second one.
Wow.
Letting you know. Ty also, Ty, you love Ruben. Ruben was, he won't say this. In his younger days, he was a former Mr. California. He was a bodybuilder.
I competed in Mr. California, but I didn't win it.
Okay.
Won some other shows, but not that one.
Yeah, when he was a young cop, when he'd walk out of the police car, everybody knew it. They're like, dang, look at this dude.
Well, I didn't get very much force, Jess. I mean, you know.
No, I don't think you got into any use of force. As soon as you got off the car, they said, okay, I'll put my hands behind my back.
You know, Ty, this I think what you're saying is... And what you're formulating a plan, because there's a lot of guys that want to do this, but they need leadership. They need some structure and systems in place so they can, hey, I'm here. You know, I know the church security is a huge thing. You know, I tell the ushers at church, hey, this is who I am. You know, I'm sitting over here. I'm always hot. You know, I'm packing and you know, my wife, same thing. She's in law enforcement as well. So, it's got to be done. These are the kind of things. And California, it's like Carthage times 50, you know, the abomination and stuff that's going on out here. It's ridiculous.
Ruben, there's hope in California. You guys have a Larry Elder. Talk about Cato the Elder. You have Larry Elder running for governor in California. And I'm telling you, he's basically going to be the reincarnation of Ronald Reagan. If you guys vote him in, you guys got to get behind this guy. This guy's a common sense conservative. He's not Catholic, but I'm telling you, he tracks in the right direction.
Yeah, well, they're talking about lockdown, so they're formulating the game plan. The left is, you know, they want mail in ballots so they can mess with this election like they did in 2020.
Yeah, Ruben, you know, you said something very important that I told Ty last night. I said, These guys are a bunch of youngsters, Ruben. I mean, compared to us, I mean, I love it. These guys are 30s and 40s. These guys are young guys.
Yeah.
But these guys get it. These guys woke up a long time ago. These guys are serious Catholic men. I said, Ty, you need to put this down like in a manual or in a website, because this could be a template around the country as like, hey, guys, plug into this. Catholic men, plug into that. it's so good what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's I just want it to mushroom from the Phoenix Diocese. But once again, we're talking specifically about the retreat, CDEretreat.com. Michael Hitchborn, a good friend of mine, is coming down here to give some lectures. Michael Hitchborn is a high information Catholic who walks the walk and he talks the talk. I mean, this is one conference you don't want to miss. Ty basically went to the top of the food chain to bring this guy in. And I love the theme of the conference. Carthage must be destroyed. And that's what Michael Hitchborn through the Lepanto Institute, he's been telling us that for years. This guy's, he crosses the D's, dots, you know, he crosses his T's and dots his I's and connects all the dots for us. This retreat, I'm going to tell you, it's going to put fire in your belly and it's going to remind you. I'm going to say, you know what? I need to connect with something. As a man, you see, I want to either going to be going out to the abortion clinics. I want to get involved in my local, LD, my political district. I want to get involved in church protectors. There's something that God is calling us to. And in the midst of all this, what I like about Ty and all the guys, these guys are well catechized. They're not low information Catholics. These guys are readers. In fact, I know Ty had like a little book club, and they were reading The Soul of the Apostolate. That's the last book that they read. I'm saying, dang, these guys are in their 30s and 40s, and these guys are serious about their faith. You know what that tells me? It just tells me that God is taking care of the church because he's raising up these young guys that understand the importance of spreading and sharing our faith to the next generation. Ty, what else can you tell us about this retreat, and why should people come?
Well, first, I always want to give credit to where it's due. So you're right. I'm blessed very much so to be surrounded by a culture of other guys. Ruben, you talk about iron sharpening iron. A lot of guys who are well catechized men. And I think a lot of that is a testament to what this diocese has accomplished over the last couple of decades. So we are blessed to have a very good bishop.
Yeah.
We're blessed to have guys like Jesse, and we've had good Catholic men's conferences here in the past. So thank God that we've had these giants that, you know, we're able to stand on, to be at the point where we are, to where we now can network this way and keep building each other up. But as far as the retreat is concerned, Michael Hitchborn, I gave him a call and I was hopeful. I'm like, please, please accept this invitation. And he's been enthusiastic ever since I gave him the call out. Now, the reason I chose Michael, and he asked me, why did you contact me? Why do you want me to be at your retreat? And I said, Michael, you've blown the lid on all these different scandals with Catholic Relief Services, with the USCCB for years. And a lot of guys right now, they see these scandals going on in the church. They see some of the Carthaginian culture that's invaded our own, the Vatican itself. And they're like, I'm done. I'm out. I give up. I'm too scandalized. I'm too scared. And Michael Hitchborn is the exact opposite. Yeah. Every step of the way, when he's up close and personal, he's seen all of this stuff. He just gets more and more energized. And he fights this demon even harder. So he was a no-brainer. I want him to stand there in front of guys and say, that's right, things are wonky, things are weird. This past year and a half, you've probably seen stuff you never thought you would see. And you might be awake, but you're not awake and alone. And this is just our opportunity to really strike back. Carthage must be destroyed. We're going to go after this. We're not going to run. We're not going to give in. We're just going to become stronger in our faith. We're going to recruit more guys into the fold to really fight the feminist culture we live in, to fight the woke culture we live in, et cetera, and to go forth. So that's why I chose Michael Hitchborn. I'm very blessed and very thankful that he's going to be there. So yeah, cdretreat.com. If you are in the area and you want to register, it is totally a goodwill offering. So whatever amount you want to put in there, just a quick register button. I send the tickets personally. I like to do that. Just kind of give a message. Thanks for coming in. Really excited to have you here. And if you can't come and you really believe in what we're doing and want to see some more great things happen, then just click that donate button. Obviously, your prayers are the most important thing that we can get at this time. But if you want, yeah, go ahead. Please let us continue to grow, or contact me, and I'd love to talk about things that we can do going forward.
Hey, Ty, you definitely have our help. I'm going to be sending this out to a lot of my friends that might not get to hear the show today. And so, I mean, I'd love to be there myself. I'm going to look at my calendar. And it's City of Phoenix. Is that where you're having it?
It is in Scottsdale. So this is going to be at Vilde Marie Academy.
Okay.
And it's real easy to find out all those details on the website, cderetreat.com. But all former Mr. Californias get an honorary ticket, Ruben. So
yeah, I'm gonna have to pay then,
and I'll get you in. No posing, but we'll get
you in. Yeah, all right. I'll keep my posing trunks on just in case. You know, and we just found out yesterday, Jess, that they L.A. County, I think it was one of the board of supervisors, Hilda Solis, a fallen away Catholic, or if you'd like a Biden, she's
an apostate Catholic. Yeah.
So they're making L.A. County employees, firemen, deputy sheriffs to get the jab mandatory.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And so there's got to be a religious exception, and there isn't. They put that in. There isn't a religious exception, but you tell them, hey, I'm Catholic, and this is, they use aborted fetal cells. Well, your Pope got it, so what are you gonna do? But yeah, a friend of mine sent me some forms that you can pull up. Maybe I'll send them to you, Jesse.
AmericanFrontlineDoctors.com. They have the legal forms, AmericanFrontlineDoctors.com. I've given them to a lot of people. They fill them out, taking the work, and guess what? It works because it's all legal language. It's all written by lawyers and stuff, and the people back off. So everybody that I know that's used those forms from AmericanFrontlineDoctors.com, they've been able to avoid the jab at their workplace because it's legal language, and it quotes all the relevant laws that make employers stand back on their heels.
Yeah.
Let me ask Ty another question. Here's something else I'm impressed. You'll like this, Ruben. Ty's not a St. James the Apostle. He says, just don't be hearers of the word, be doers of the word. Mm. That's what Ty is. He's inspired a lot of guys to even start buying. Let's just be honest. A lot of guys out here are starting to buy weapons because Ty's really pushing that. Guys, you need to buy weapons. You need to take care of your families. You need to go and shoot the weapons, go out to the range. So a lot of these guys that are buying weapons, good Catholic men, I'm saying, so, hey, that's cool, man. Who told you to buy a weapon? Ty McAtee, man, and I'm shooting now. So, again, he's inspired that. Ty's also inspiring guys to say, hey, guys, work out, okay? Work out. Do some type of self-defense. Hit the bag. Do something. And so a lot of guys are out here in the Phoenix Valley, a lot of cats, they're working out now, walking. Hey, that's all you can do. If you're an old dude, all you can do is walk around through 2 or 3 miles. Do something. But Ty is inspiring men to get off the couch and do something. Because as Catholic men, again, faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to take my hat off to you, Ty, because you are rallying that warrior spirit in a lot of men here in Phoenix. And so I want to just encourage anybody that has that day available. I'd be there, Ty. I would be there, but I have something else on that day that I can't get myself out of. But I would be there on the front row, right there with Michael Hitchborn, or being the MC. I'd be introducing Mike, my buddy. But you got to come to this retreat. Anybody that's not doing anything on that day, cderetreat.com, cderetreat.com. This retreat, Michael Hitchborn, and the information you're going to receive is going to put fire in your belly. Mm. Ty, parting words. We've got about 2 minutes.
Well, I think the parting words are going to be this. As you were speaking with Michael Boris yesterday on the Terry and Jesse show, we got to fight back. That's what we're doing. As Michael Hitchborn likes to put it, the quietism's got to stop. There's a lot of guys who think, I'm going to check that box. I went ahead and went to Mass and I developed my interior life and that's it. And like what you're talking about, no, there's a natural order of things that we have to take care of as well. And I'm not the gun guy myself, but there are guys who do get involved with that. One of my guys last night took some guys out to the range. So we got to be active. We got to go out there and get this done. Ruben, what you're talking about with the jab, this is a sort of conference too, where you're going to talk to and meet a lot of guys who are like-minded in all of this. Yeah. We're going to grow in solidarity together because that's the only way. So I believe very much in the leaders that I love here in this area. I want to support them. That's my job, is just to support them. A lot of these guys are growing in solidarity right now. How do we defend against these jabs? How do we defend against this mandatory stuff, cancellation culture, et cetera? How do we support each other financially, make sure we're going to stay employed so it's not just an option of I get the jab, save my career, I go into a cardboard box? So there's so much that's going to be condensed and packed in here. Again, cderetreat.com. You can come register. If you believe in what we're doing, you just want to donate, hit that donate button as well. But as I said, the most important thing we can get is your prayers.
Thank you, Ty. Appreciate it.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Jesse and I are a two-man car, but we have a ride-along today. And we've been having an interesting conversation. I'm really excited here, Ty. I like what you're doing, and I'd like to see maybe it snowball into other areas, other states that, you know, where other grassroots organizations can pick up and be part of this from where they're at, you know.
Yeah, I look at what Tyler's doing. It's like a pie chart. Think about a pie, mm-hmm. and you divide into like four. He's got a political branch where tells guys get active in your district. Mm-hmm. He's got kind of a, hey guys, you need to start packing. You need to start, you know, taking, you know, protecting our church. You need to start working out. You need to start firing your gun on the weekends. Mm-hmm. He's got another branch where guys are going out there again in front of Carthage to these abortion clinics and praying. And I'm going to tell you, it's good that women are out there praying in abortion clinics. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you what's more powerful in the world of the diabolic because of patriarchal authority. When you have men out there shoulder to shoulder, just like Roman soldiers, like the Roman legion, like their orbis position or their testudo, and they're out there praying, a man's prayers, because he has patriarchal authority, and especially these guys, because these guys live in a state of grace, so they're firing off, they're firing rounds down range from a clean barrel. Man's prayers are powerful, especially collectively in front of these abortion clinics. And then also Ty has, he also has that branch where he's also pushing these guys to study their faith, to know their faith, read good books. He's always pushing holy hours on them. Are you guys going to confession? So, Ty, I'm glad that God has put us together, and I'm just glad that we can lock arms and try to make a difference. Comments?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah, for sure. And I appreciate what you're saying, too. This is so, so important. And I had talked about Hitchborn bringing up quietism on U.S. Grace Force several weeks ago. And we can't be quietists. At the same time, we can't just straight up be active with no spiritual life. Yeah, hitting the bag's great and making sure I know what I'm doing with a firearm's fantastic. Going out there and getting involved politically is something I want to keep pushing guys into. But without a solid interior spiritual life, these guys are going to fall flat. And that's every one of us. So you'd mentioned Soul of the Apostolate. Good buddy of mine, he recommended that. And I read it and I'm like, dang, this is the manly stuff that so many guys are lacking. It's routine. It's order. If I'm ordered spiritually, I'm getting up in the morning and I'm praying the Angelus. And I get up early consistently. I'm going to bed at a solid time consistently. Throughout my day, I say morning prayer where I lead my wife through morning prayer. And then I say the Angelus again at 12. I do Compline. I have my daily rosary because, as somebody said, if you ain't praying the rosary, you ain't on the team. So developing that interior spiritual life, making sure that we're keeping each other held accountable in that regard, that's the foundation. Because if we don't have that, we're going to be wrecked. Right now, we're saying a devotion, a novena to Our Lady of Good Success, specifically for anybody, men who are facing the threat of coerced jab, and just so that they have that support, they have that spiritual support, and that they grow in a spirit of solidarity, so that way they can have things to do if they feel like they need to leave their job, if they need a little financial help. I'm so glad you mentioned, the spiritual dynamic of that.
Yeah, that's huge. That's where you got to start in every endeavor, and, you know, put God first, and, you know, he's going to reward you for it. And When you're living in a state of mortal sin, you know, obviously your prayers are not effective, you know, bouncing off walls. So we got to be armored up, churched up, like I like to say, and have our prayers, you know, be efficacious.
Yeah. Ruben, you sent me a little article regarding this topic, yeah. Carthago Delenda Est. Let me just quote the last section, which is powerful. I think you guys will enjoy this. It says, and it's by the Lepanto Institute, so I think Michael Hitchborn or one of the guys on his staff put the article out there.
Yeah.
It's called Carthago Delenda Est. Look what it says at the end of the article. It says, after 100 years of horrible and bloody wars, Cato the Elder had had enough and understood that there was only one solution, which was that Carthage had to be destroyed. For the past 100 years, the Catholic Church has been locked in an epical war with the culture of death. And it's time for faithful Catholics to say, we've had enough. It's time for us to declare that Carthage must be destroyed, and we have the weapon to do it with. Our Lady gave us the most powerful weapon known to man in the Holy Rosary. It's time we wielded this weapon as the implement of war that it truly is. It's time that we rose like the army we're called to be. It's time that we stop waiting for our bishops to fix a problem that is largely of their making. And it's time we went out into the field of battle and met the enemy face to face. It's time for our own Lepanto. If we are to see victory over the culture of death, it must begin by dropping the notion that this is a political fight and bore into our minds that this is a spiritual battle. We must surround our legislative buildings as our forefathers surrounded the ancient Canaanites at Jericho, where they blew trumpets. We will cry out our Aves, where they carried the Ark of the Covenant. We shall carry the banner of the Ark of the New Covenant, the Most Holy Virgin Mary. And where they saw the walls fall to the ground, we shall witness Our Lady's Immaculate Heel crushing the head of the ancient serpent. And where Cato's cry was, Carthago Delenda Est, ours will be, Christus vincit, Christus reinat, Christus imperat. That's from the Lepanto Institute.
Right? Wow. Christ conquers, Christ reigns, Christ commands. Awesome.
Amen.
Yeah, that's powerful. I like that.
Ty, one more hearty invitation to the guys. By the way, we're just going to go two segments, but I'm getting my phone is blowing up. Keep them on. So I would say, yeah, he's good.
There was one again, one of our listeners, Jess, on the blogs that they went to that site and it wasn't working. So I don't know. Just when we get off, maybe Ty, you could check it out so that make sure everything's firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes that's a user error. Keep trying. It might be clogged right now. That's another thing.
Oh, well.
So I don't know. But
so CDE Retreat.com.
We'll get it fixed. I can promise you that.
CDEretreat.com. CDEretreat.com. Again, Ty, make a healthy invitation these last couple of minutes we have in this segment. Why men should come. Make the case why men should come to this retreat. And what's the takeaway?
Well, there's four things anybody can do whenever somebody threatens them. And the first one is you can run. You're too scary. I'm out of here. The next one is you can capitulate. Oh, I'll give in. Okay. Sorry. The next one is you can compromise. Well, let's kind of make a deal. Maybe this town can be big enough for the two of us. And then the last one is that you're going to fight. And I recently read an article it was a chapter in Everlasting Man by G.K. Chesterton, and it's littered with a lot of kind of like Michael Hitchborn put in there, Carthago Delenda Est. And he talks about this war between the gods and the demons that Rome had to fight against Carthage. And had Rome not defeated Carthage, Western civilization would have been gone in its zygote stage. So God clearly was there in some way. And no, the Romans were not perfect worshiping their pagan gods, but at least they weren't worshiping demons like the Carthaginians were.
Or sacrificing babies, yeah.
Or sacrificing babies to Moloch. By the way, right before the Pachamama came to Rome in 2019, a lot of people don't remember this, but a Moloch statue somehow appeared in the Roman Colosseum. And then, of course, shortly after, now we have COVID. And that thing stayed in the Roman Colosseum, which has been declared by popes to be a holy grounds because of the Christian martyrs who were killed there.
Yeah.
That stayed in there until March of 2020. So the Carthaginian culture is absolutely here. We're going to help you get a good network of guys. Let's continue to grow it where we fight against this sort of culture. We're equipped with whatever it is that you guys have the means to do. Go with those men, go with those apostolates, and make it as manly as possible. But cderetreat.com is where you can find out more information, contact us. Like I said, register, donate, and most of all, I'm serious, we absolutely need your prayers. So that's what I got. Thank you so much, Jesse.
cderetreat.com, cderetreat.com. And they're just little things that we can do as men. For example, here's just a challenge to all the men, every man that's listening. Start praying the Holy Rosary every day. That's about the manliest thing you can do. And let me tell you, it's the rosary is not for women. It's a weapon. The rosary is a weapon that drives demons away from you and your family.
Yeah.
And so as Catholic men, that's just something basic. You say, okay, I just listened to these guys right now. What can I do today, starting today, to start, you know, bumping up my game? Start praying the rosary today, every single day for the rest of your life. And you can pray in 9-day increments. Say, I'm going to pray for these 9 days for this petition. Next 9 days, I'm going to pray for this petition. And have that ongoing for the rest of your life. Here's something else you can do as a Catholic man listening to the show. Okay? Desire to live in a state of grace. Say, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with this low living and playing handball against the curb. I'm going to go to confession. And I'm going to start making this a regular practice, and I'm going to start making sure that I'm in a right relationship with God. Because let me tell you, when you're praying in a state of grace, it's like firing a gun through a clean barrel. If you're in mortal sin, your bullets, your prayers are going to jam. They're not going to be effective. If you want to shoot the weapons, the prayers downrange and far, the barrel must be clean. The barrel is your soul. If there's anything you heard from this show today, it's we're called to live in a state of grace. Don't just be some political activist wonk and your soul is destined for hell. Make sure that you are your what's in your heart is consistent with your actions. Ruben?
Oh, good stuff, Jesse. That's what this show is all about. Muscular Christianity, guys. Get involved and be the man that you're called to be. Be that leader that lead your family and those around you to our eternal reward. Okay, we got to fight. We got to fight. Thank you for being with
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Ty.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot. God bless you.
God yep. bless. Thank you so much.
Brown Scapel are next.
All right.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911. Jesus help. We're calling out for help, Lord, because we're in a mess down here that we've created by falling away from you, and we're here to help you, Lord, to pick up the pieces and get this car back on the tracks.
That's right. Ruben, let's talk about the bronze scapular and the Sabbatine privilege.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't go anywhere without my bronze scapular, Jess.
I know. Ever since I can remember when you were a young cop. Mm-hmm. I could see when you were putting on your uniform. Yeah. Not that I'm looking at you.
Come
but,
on, man.
I
mean, were you checking me out?
Yeah. You were right behind me, dude. Your locker was behind me. I would see that you had a bronze scapular on already like 30 years ago. And so, yeah, Ruben, when you left the world, You made a radical departure from being a secular humanist. I mean, it was serious.
I found out about this brown scapular and the promises that Our Lady gave to St. Simon Stock, why wouldn't I? It's like insurance. You know, you wouldn't be, you know, I kiss it every morning. When I get out of the shower and put it back on, and it's, you know, it keeps me grounded, actually. You know, it's always there. It's always a reminder. And Our Lady knows who her children are that are wearing it. So let's get into it.
Amen.
So people
Bro, let me just mention something. Ty just texted me. He says the site is up. Okay. CDEretreat.com. CDEretreat.com. Ruben, I'm going to get you a hat so you and me can wear this until the 28th, just kind of promoting just by wearing the hats every time we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That way we can drive people to this retreat in Phoenix on August 28th. CDEretreat.com, the site is up. Go ahead, Ruben, tell us about the bronze scapular and the Sabbatine privilege.
So anyway, in the 1240s, the Carmelite order, and the Carmelite order, they left for England because of the persecution from the Saracens. The Saracens are, you know, primarily Arab Muslims, but also Turks and other Muslims. The Carmelites were a small in number before migrating to Europe, and now the order appeared to be on the verge of extinction. Some opted not to make the journey. So the Carmelites faced further hardships in their new location, where they were met with bishops and other clergy who thought that the order should be suppressed. But in 1251, St. Simon Stock, and the then superior general of the Carmelite order, was very concerned about the future. And on July 16th of the same year, he was praying and fasting, asking Mary by some sign of grace on July to show her maternal care and protection of the Carmelites. Our Lady of Mar Carmel then appeared to St. Simon with a brown scapular in her hand. Mary said to him, "Take the scapular. It shall be a sign of salvation, a protection in danger, and a pledge of peace. Whosoever dies wearing the scapular shall not suffer eternal fire." So this is something that's real. There's numerous, countless miracles of people who have been saved because of their wearing the brown scapular. There's story after story. There was a priest who relates one day in a town in Chicago. He was called to a bedside of a man who had been away from the sacraments for many years, and the man didn't want to see the priest. He would talk, and then he'd look at the scapular the priest was holding, and he says, "Will you put this on? You know, I ask nothing more." So the man agreed to wear it, and within the hour, he wanted to go to confession and make his peace with God. This did not surprise the priest, because for over 700 years, Our Lady has been working in this way through her scapular. The very day that Our Lady gave the scapular to St. Simon Stock, he was hurriedly called by the Lord Peter of Linton, "Come quickly, Father, my brother's dying in despair." So St. Simon Stock left at once for the bedside of the dying man, and upon arrival, he placed his large scapular over the man, asking Our Blessed Mother to keep her promise. Immediately, the man repented, died in the grace of friendship of God. That night, the dead man appeared to his brother and said, "I have been saved through the most powerful queen and the habit of that man as a shield." And St. Alphonsus, he tells us that modern heretics make a mockery of wearing the scapular. They decry it as so much trifling nonsense. Yet we know, and I know, Jesse knows, that many of the popes have approved and recommended it. It is remarkable that just 25 years after the scapular vision, Blessed Pope Gregory X was buried wearing the scapular. When his tomb was opened 600 years after his death, the scapular was found intact. The scapular has been found intact also on St. John Bosco and, St. Alphonsus of Liguori. You know, their bodies were decayed, but their vestments were decayed, but the scapular did not decay. That's powerful.
Ruben, there's so many stories. The Catholic Church, the authentic Catholic Church, Ruben, mm-hmm. not the modernist one, it's full of miracles, starting from the resurrection 33 AD, and the miracles continue. Mm-hmm. And little signs like this, sacramentals, apparitions, Eucharistic miracles, people being raised from the dead. The Catholic Church is one miracle after another. Why? Because its founder is the God of miracles, the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's another story that I'm reading here. It's from this sermon was posted on the Sensus Fidelium channel, which includes, again, a lot of awesome scapular miracle stories. But my favorite one being of the scapular-wearing American soldier who had a significant part of his head taken off by a bullet mm-hmm. during World War II, and yet lived long enough to have a priest come hear his confession. How about this one? Another great story is a scapular-wearing man in Ashtabula, Ohio, who, while on a railroad track, was split in half by a train. He stood alive long enough for a Catholic priest to come and hear his confession. Can you imagine? Your body is split in half, and God keeps you alive so you can receive absolution? And lest anyone think that someone can get away with abusing the scapular, there's a lot of stories just like this. of prostitutes and stories of impenitent habitual sinners who beg the hospital nurses to take off this scapular because it's burning me, it's burning me. And guess what? After habitual sinners that don't want to repent, after they take off the scapular and just toss it to the corner, guess what? They drop dead. One story after another. Why has this happened? Because our Lady is faithful to the promises given to her by God. She will take care of her children who wear the scapular piously, and it will give them those actual graces to live in a state of grace, live in union with God. But if you're just wearing it like a trinket, if you're wearing it like a lucky charm, if you're wearing it for decoration, guess what? You won't wear it that long because it will itch, it will burn you, it will vex you, it will annoy you, and you will take it off, and guess what? You'll suffer the consequences of living and dying in a state of mortal sin. Popes have gotten behind this. Again, the promise to be safe from hell, this is another major brown scapular privilege. If that's not reason enough to wear it, I don't know what is. But then you have the Sabbatine privilege also, which was made known in a bull written first by Pope John the 22nd in 1322. Also Pope Paul the 5th, who composed a decree on the Sabbatine privilege, in which he wrote the following. Here's a promise for those that wear the brown scapular. It says, the Blessed Virgin will assist by her continual intercession, suffrages and merits, and also by her special protection, particularly on the Saturday after death. The souls of the members of the scapular confraternity departing this life in charity, who shall have worn the scapular, and of course live in a state of grace, these, in other words, your sentence in purgatory will be commuted, and Our Lady will pluck you out of purgatory the first Saturday after you've died for those that wear the brown scapular. That's called the Sabbatine privilege. Reuben?
Yep. Another quick story here, another scapular story that bears repeating, took place in 1845. In the late summer of that year, the English ship King of the Ocean found itself in the middle of a wild hurricane, the sea and the wind, and was mercilessly lashed the ship. A Protestant minister, together with his wife and children and other passengers, struggled to the deck to pray for mercy and forgiveness. As the end seemed at hand, among the crew was a young Irishman, John McAuliffe. On seeing this urgency of the situation, the young youth opened his shirt, took off his scapular, making the sign of the cross with it, and over the raging waves, tossed it into the ocean. At that very moment, the wind calmed. Only one more wave washed the deck, bringing with it the scapular, which came to rest at the boy's feet. All the while, the minister, a Mr. Fisher, had been carefully observing McAuliffe's action and a miraculous effect of those actions. Upon questioning the young man, they were told about the Holy Virgin and her scapular. Mr. Fisher and his family were so impressed that they were determined to enter the Catholic Church as soon as possible and thereby enjoy the same protection of Our Lady's scapular. You know, stories after stories. It's a little handout called The Garment of Grace. You know, it's really good. I like to hand these out to people with a scapular so they can learn about it. And it tells the story kind of what we talked about today, you know, or the origins and St. Simon Stock and whatnot. But, you know, Mount Carmel goes all the way back to, you know,
Elijah,
right? Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah. The Carmelites trace their founder back to Elijah.
Right.
It's that's the founder of the Carmelite order. They trace their history all the way back to him. Reuben, one more story about the spiritual warfare aspect of the brown scapular. One day, the Venerable Francis Yepes noticed that the scapular he used to wear had fallen. When he was about to put it on again, he heard a demon telling him, said, throw away this cloak that snatches so many souls from hell, close quote. So the Venerable Francis Yepes then made the enemy recognize that the most feared cause to the demons are the most holy name of Jesus, the most holy name of Mary, and the holy scapular of Carmel. Can you imagine your scapular falling off and a demon telling you, don't put it back on, man. That thing snatches souls from hell. Again, Reuben, as a Catholic, we recommend every Catholic get installed. You got to get, it has to be by a Catholic priest. This is a one-time installation.
Yeah, get enrolled, yes.
Yeah, get enrolled in the Brown Scapular. And after that, if it breaks or you lose it, you don't have to get re-enrolled again. You can just buy another one, have it blessed by a priest, and you can put it on. But the first time, you have to have it done by a Catholic priest. It's a short little prayer that he says over you, and it's done.
And a lot of priests won't know that prayer. So print it up.
Print it.
And take it to them, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Awesome. Wrap it up, Ruben.
All right. Well, great show, Jesse. Thanks for having Ty on with us. So remember, Carthago de Linda S, that conference is coming up August 28th. Let's try to get all our men out there. And remember that if you're not praying your rosary, you're not part of the team. Let's do it, guys. Okay, that's where it starts. Starts with us. Starts with the men. Amen. All right? And Hands-On Apologetics is coming up with Gary Mashuda. And if you like the show, please share it with others. We're on various platforms. And we appreciate your patronage, because we know what you could be listening to other things. So you're working on yourself. You're working on your spiritual life. So thank you very much. God bless you. Keep the faith. We are out. 10-7.
Out.